Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
We welcome Reed Rosenthal to the program from Douglas, Wyoming. How you doing, Reed?
I'm doing great. Bob, how are you?
Okay. Reed Rosenthal is author of the romance western novel, Threads West. But is being a cowboy an occupation for a nice Jewish boy like you?
Well, you know, if there was nine more of me within 200 miles, I'd have a minion.
Well, that's true. Must take you a while to get to shul or whatever. I don't know. How did this, have you always lived out in Wyoming, and how did you become a cowboy?
You know, actually, my travels in the West have included Colorado, where I was in my early years, and then Montana, and then finally Wyoming. We have ranches in all three states.
Really? So your family was in the ranch business, or are they ranchers? And whatnot?
You know, actually, my family, I'm fourth generation land and cattle, Bob. My great-grandfather was one of the larger cattle farmers, they didn't call them ranchers, in Germany. My grandfather also, and my dad was pushing cows to the little village near their farm when he was four.
Is that right?
So he was 15 when they got him out of Germany with the rise of Hitler to power. And that was in 1938.
Okay, so you have you have a job. I mean, you take care of the ranch. Why is it you wrote a book?
You know, when I was 9 years old, I went on a trip. My fourth grade teacher admonished me that if I was going to be out for a week, I had to write a journal. This trip happened to be to St. John in the Virgin Islands. It was the first time I was on a plane. It was my sister's birthday. We were camping out there in the national park. And a mongoose ate her cake, but that's a whole other tale.
I guess so.
The bottom line is, when I got back, I read that little journal, which I wrote with those thick blue ink, kind of octagon, big pens. I think we can all remember those.
Right.
And I read it with shaking hands and the trepidation of a nine-year-old to a fourth-grade class. And when I looked up, everybody's mouth was open, and there was total silence, and they loved it.
Wow.
And that day, I decided I would write books.
Really? So is Threads West your first book or not? I mean, have you written
it? It is my first book. There's been short stories and other things, and I had some journalism training in college at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. But it is my first book, and it's very exciting.
Really? I know you've been getting attention around the country, but I Googled you, and some of the local coverage came up, and of course, they emphasized the fact that you're from Douglas, Wyoming. I was kind of curious where you were from, and local guy writes book is the approach out there.
Yes, it's been great. I mean, my little hometown here has been just terrific. Went to a book signing, and, you know, this is a town of about 3,000 people, and I think, you know, they blew out about 60 books in 2 hours. The little bookstore, which would fit in your living room, was kind of shocked and pleased.
Well, that is good. And it's specifically a romance western novel?
You know, Threads West is a lot of things. I guess a brief description would be it's the adventure and romance of the West wrapped in the silver bolo of the American spirit. It'll appeal to the crowd who likes the female romance. It's certainly appealing to the crowd who likes authentic male West adventure. And there's also a strong American patriot twist to it, because I didn't just write the book because I think it's a great story. I wrote the book because I really think that it's time for people to get back to the roots of America. And this first novel, which is the first of six in the series, begins in 1855.
Ah, so it's historical.
It's a historical Western romance novel.
Huh.
You bet.
Okay. One more question about what you do. I mean, but in addition to writing, I mean, you're still out there punching cattle or whatever it's called, or are you more like involved in running a business? Is it like running any other kind of business?
Oh, no. The ranching is a business, and it's a tough business. The difficulty is exacerbated a bit because we have ranches in three states, and, you know, they're about 500 miles apart, so there's a lot of travel involved, but it's full-time work. There's no doubt about it.
Now, I met you at the what they call the Publicity Summit, which the folks at Bradley Communication, big PR firm out east here, runs in New York City. And honestly, what really interested me about your story was how you're marketing your book. You came up with a sort of personal marketing plan because you had been traveling by air around the country to promote the book, and you started going up to people in airports asking them for money?
Well, you know, I've never been bashful, but I was so juiced up after one of these conferences, and the book was not even out yet. In fact, it wasn't even an e-book yet. This was about August. The minute I hit the hotel lobby on my way from Philadelphia, in that case, back to Salt Lake, where I was flying into, every person I saw with a Kindle or an iPad or a book, I walked up to and introduced myself, told them I was actually writing a novel, and they really ought not to miss it because I thought it was going to be pretty good. Then I'd give them a card and ask them for their card and a dollar down payment. The return, the quid pro quo, was that I was going to send them a $5 gift certificate to buy the book when it launched on October 12th.
Yeah, and that is really something. And how many of these people did you get to give you the dollar?
Well, you know, I talked to 163 people over the course of that 10-hour multitude of flights, and I think two of them were looking around for security. They were, you know, I mean, they kind of hugged their iPads close to their chest and their eyes darted around side to side wildly.
Yeah.
But the rest of them were, you know, very interested to semi-interested and amused, and 161 of them gave me their card and a dollar bill.
And I even gave you a card and a dollar bill.
You certainly did. You made 162, Bob.
See, and I did that after you, I don't know what to say it, as the kids say, I don't know if the kids say it anymore, after you dissed me, because we had this publicity summit where the authors go and speak to people in the media such as myself, but of course you never came to my booth because we are rather small. You know, you were going to see David Letterman and Oprah or whoever else was there, but I saw this guy with a cowboy hat, and I figured, well, it's got to be the guy that I'd read about, because I read about it in one of their publicity items, so I handed it to you. Here's a dollar and a card.
Yeah, actually, you handed it to me in the elevator, and I was rushing off to something else, and then I looked at the card, and you were on my list. I was not dishing you, but you know what? I didn't make about a third of the list that I had.
Yeah,
it was busy. It was great.
Well, that's good. Well, anyway, and the book, and I've been getting reports on your book since it's come out, or you've been sending them to me, which is the best way to promote, of course. Do it yourself. Reed Rosenthal's Threads West. How's it going?
You know, it's going great. It's been a number one bestseller since it came out October 12th in a whole bunch of categories: Western, historical romance, you know, top 10 historical fiction, and it's just hanging in there. So I'm thrilled. And in addition, about two or three weeks ago, much to my great surprise and delight, it won Best Western of the Year and runner-up Best Romance of the Year from USA Books. So that was really exciting.
And this is, you say, going to be the first of a series of these historical novels telling the story of America or something.
That's correct. You know, this first book starts, and the books are about kind of lives from uncommon origins, disparate social circumstances, and it begins in Europe. Seven of the first eight primary characters are from Europe, and it's the tale of how the threads of their uncommon lives kind of weave together into the tapestry of an emerging nation.
I'm glad
and
you
the
were.
Very last book is set in the real-time contemporary West, and all of them are laced with a lot of history. A lot of research went into it. I was surprised, actually, at how much work that was in terms of writing, you know, a novel.
Mm-hmm. How did you research? I mean, you live in the West, but how did you research that?
You know, first of all, there's about 20 source books that I'm using, which are just terrific. Many of them written in that day and time. And I got to tell you, trying to follow the English or the writing of that day and time is interesting in and of itself. And then Wikipedia has been terrific. You know, they at least turn me on to other sources for specific historical items. But I would say that at least a third of the time in writing a good historical novel, it has really good and interesting history that you can lace into the story seamlessly. At least a third of the time in writing the novel is research.
Mm. And I'm glad you explained Threads West. I kind of thought it was what you were going to say. I mean, you're following the threads of different families and generations and so forth as they travel west.
Exactly. And in fact, these characters, for the most part, are young. You know, they're 18 to 21. And the book is being really well received by males, by females. It's being read across genre lines, which is one of the reasons I think it's having such a long run. You know, as a bestseller or number one bestseller in, I think, 12 categories and genres right now.
All you got to do is Google Reed Rosenthal, Threads West. Probably get you to read. You're selling it electronically, I presume, in addition to bookstores.
You know, it's just getting out into bookstores. There's been a way more demand than there is supply. Probably the best place to get it right now is BarnesandNoble.com. In fact, I think they still have free shipping for about 4 or 5 days for Christmas. And it's done very, very, very well on BarnesandNoble.com. Or folks can go to ThreadsWestAmericanSaga.com and read more about the book.
Reed Rosenthal, thanks very much for joining us. Have a good
Bob,
day.
Bob, it was absolutely my pleasure. You guys stay warm back there.
We will. By the way, how is the weather in Douglas, Wyoming?
You know, I'm looking at an expansive picture window right now at a new snowfall of 8 inches and the mountains of Wyoming in the background and a bunch of white-tailed deer. It's cold.
Yeah, well, it's cold here. Sounds like you've got more snow than we have right here. Parts of upstate New York have really been hammered, but we've dodged the big ones so far.
Well, I was listening to your weather report very quickly, you know, prior to coming on the air here, and it sounds to me like you guys could just say, snow flurries, snow showers, and the only thing you'd have to change in your weather report is the accumulation.
That's true. It goes on forever. All right. Well, thank you very much, Reed.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 9:17 is the time.
Light favorites, the new Light 104.7 and 1570 AM.
Kind of thought a song from Kansas might be appropriate here. In honor of Reed Rosenthal, the cowboy from Wyoming. Well, I know it's not Kansas, but I didn't find a group named Wyoming. Dust in the Wind. The Morning Show, Light FM 104.7.